It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
The great unraveling of what has been continues to accelerate by the day. The endless efforts of those in power to pacify and distract populations for as long as possible also continues. The mesmerizing mainstream media that those in power control has been an unimaginably effective weapon of mass distraction. Can the population be fully awakened and mobilized before total collapse is upon us? That question has yet to be answered. Many dire issues to cover in this broadcast. They are increasing by the day as we accelerate into completely unknown territory. Headlines in a moment. A few brief announcements first. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for September 22nd, 2018. As always, this is a commercial-free news program brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org, paid for by GeoengineeringWatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturdays from 6 to 7, Sundays from 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials, and this includes commercial copies of the 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth DVD, a must-see DVD. They can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. The ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, the Jim Fair Group, with a stocked geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth, free materials. You can get into the event free to get those materials so that you can have the ammunition you need to help us to sound the alarm, to bring this issue to light. This week, started yesterday, ends tomorrow, Salt Lake City, Utah, the Mountain American Exposition Center. Next week, Boise, Idaho, September 28th through September 30th at the Expo Idaho location. Again, free geoengineeringwatch.org materials at the geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth at all Jim Fair events. Our deepest gratitude to Jim Fair for their help in this battle. The Reading geoengineeringwatch.org awareness and call to action event, October 20th. Another reminder, we meant to have the post up on this week. We didn't get to it. There was too many other breaking issues to deal with. We'll get the post up next week with the downloadable PDF link for the flyers, so those can be copied and circulated. Right now, if you're in the Shasta County area, there are hard copies, two-sided, color glossy flyers of the event, all the details for the event, and many details about geoengineering in general. Those flyers are at Orchard Nutrition now for free. Help us to circulate those flyers, please, if you're willing to take a dozen flyers and get them into the hands of people that would attend if they knew about this issue, please do so. An issue that absolutely is directly affecting all of us right now, every single day, from the air we breathe to the cataclysmic fires that are incinerating parts of the planet to the steered cyclones that just impacted the east coast of the U.S. and other parts in the world. More on that later in this broadcast. But climate engineering is affecting each and every one of us to a degree that can scarcely be imagined. And how many are still willing to try and ignore it? In fact, if we don't stop climate engineering, which is weather warfare, which is biological warfare, decimating Earth's life support systems, nothing else will matter in the very near-term horizon. I can't stress that point enough. There will be a screening of Hacking the Planet, the Climate Engineering Reality. This is from geoengineeringwatch.org, at Arizona State University's Tempe campus the evening of Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Memorial Union. The event has been organized by local activists and is sponsored by the 9/11 Studies and More Club at ASU, which does not take a stance on climate engineering at this time, but has nonetheless agreed to host an open debate on the topic, bringing it to light. That's what matters. Once people see the data, they'll understand it's real. The event is free. However, seats are limited, so be sure you reserve your tickets early at hackingtheplanet.org events. My thanks to Arizona State University for helping us to sound the alarm. Canadian and U.S. legal battle update. The legal wheels continue to grind forward in a system that has been designed for decades to deter any legitimate effort to expose the criminality within it. Expert depositions are still being conducted in the Canadian effort. More Freedom of Information Act requests are being filed in the U.S. by the U.S. attorneys. Will someone inside the U.S. government find the courage to get a document to our attorneys that would be the key to the door? We will see. In the meantime, reaching a critical mass of awareness on the climate engineering issue is the great imperative, and that effort will take each and every one of us. I'll cover the latest frontline biosphere implosion updates in a few minutes, including a summary report on the microwave transmission recordings captured by geoengineeringwatch.org that prove Hurricane Florence was steered by climate engineering operations. First, other dire and extremely relevant reports that affect our collective futures. The most immediate threats we face from the front lines. One more footnote before I get there. Social media censorship, it is real and getting worse very, very quickly. If you're committed to the critical task of exposing and halting the climate engineering weather warfare insanity, help us. Help us at geoengineeringwatch.org to share the frontline breaking data and news that geoengineeringwatch.org tries so desperately to make available. We try our best to provide this. This battle must be a team effort. It cannot be waged by only a few. And keep in mind, the climate engineering assault is an issue that the power structure will try the hardest to hide. It is of critical importance. It must be exposed or nothing else will matter. Help us. Don't sit on the bench and do nothing, thinking someone somewhere will take care of this battle and fight it for you. All of us are needed in this battle. Help us to share and circulate the data we try to post and make available. Like the animation of the manipulation of Hurricane Florence, which I'll elaborate on in a moment, but that post, it seems social media really did not want out. When you view it, you will understand why. Help us to share our data. Moving on, the Planetary Truman Show continues. And to be absolutely clear for those that do not yet recognize or understand it, our government is, and has been for decades, being run by a massive cabal of the criminally psychotic, all sides of the political fence, left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, all part of the theater, an orchestrated illusion to distract the masses, two sides of the same coin, a mass distraction theater that is orchestrated by those at the very top, those who control the central bankers, those who control the flow of money. They control militaries, thus they control countries. That's the fact of the matter. The planet is dying by the day. We will die with it if we remain on the current course. And all the while, the majority of the masses remains completely distracted by the power structure orchestrated theater that I just described, the theater of the absurd. How many are still trying to convince themselves that the economy, for example, is what matters most, even on a dying planet? In regard to the economy, it's not getting better. It's a card house, a facade that will soon collapse on itself. The, quote, perpetual growth paradigm on a finite planet with finite resources has always been nothing more than a snake eating its own tail. Biosphere collapse is the bottom line. I state this over and over, and still so few are willing to face this fact. It's the bottom line that will dictate all. Exposing and halting the climate engineering insanity is the single greatest leap we could make in the right direction. If we are not able to salvage what is yet left of Earth's life support systems, game over. Now bear with me while I try to paint a picture that will make sense and fit into the overall horizon when I'm done in a few moments. Bear with me. Consider first this speech from Benjamin Netanyahu, the leader of Israel, who is attempting to tell us just how immediate the nuclear threat from Iran is. Listen carefully.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would be remiss if I did not refer to a major challenge facing all of us. I've touched on the problem of the Middle East that is largely undemocratic, and part of it is strongly anti-democratic. Specifically, it is being radicalized and terrorized by a number of unreconstructed dictatorships whose governmental creed is based on tyranny and intimidation. The most dangerous of these regimes is Iran, that has wed a cruel despotism to a fanatic's militancy. If this regime or its despotic neighbor Iraq were to acquire nuclear weapons, this could presage catastrophic consequences, not only for my country and not only for the Middle East, but for all of mankind. I believe the international community must reinvigorate its efforts to isolate these regimes and prevent them from acquiring atomic power. The United States and Israel have been at the forefront of this effort, but we can and we must do much more. Europe and the countries of Asia must be made to understand that it is folly, nothing short of folly, to pursue short-term material gain while creating a long-term existential danger for all of us. I believe that only the United States can lead this vital international effort to stop the nuclearization of terrorist states. But the deadline for attaining this goal is getting extremely close. In our own generation, we've witnessed how the United States averted, by its wisdom, tenacity, and determination, the dangerous expansion of a totalitarian superpower equipped with nuclear weapons. The policy it used for that purpose was deterrence. Now we see the rise of a similar threat, similar and in many ways more dangerous, against which deterrence by itself may not be sufficient.
Listen carefully to that last line. Deterrence by itself may not be sufficient, i.e., we may have to invade these countries. 9/11, the false flag by which the invasions occurred. So let me be clear on this speech that many might believe was a current speech. Many that are not familiar with history and the agenda of the U.S. and Israel to loot, plunder, and pillage the fossil fuel-rich Middle East. In fact, this speech, which you just heard, was not made this year, or last year, or a decade ago, or even two decades ago. This speech by Benjamin Netanyahu telling us how immediate the threat from Iran was made 22 years ago. Yet, it is the exact same narrative we hear today. The exact same narrative from the same sources that are actually creating terrorism and mayhem, not fighting it. Does this mean I agree with Iran and the Iranian government or with the government of Iraq or others? No, of course not. It doesn't mean that. Dichotomous black and white thinking cannot give one a clear or accurate perspective of the wider horizon picture. Some questions to consider. How many countries have been destabilized and toppled in the Middle East since Netanyahu, clearly a warmonger like many in the U.S. government, the U.S. government carrying out the bidding of Israel in so many cases? That's simply the fact of the matter. Many Israelis against what their government is doing also. I salute them. But in this speech made in 1996, how many countries since this speech, how many countries have been destabilized and invaded? Who's in whose country bombing who and taking whose resources? Who is the threat here? None of this was about freedom or democracy, as Mr. Netanyahu would try to have us believe. And by the way, if you think Mr. Netanyahu or the government in our country cares any more about you than they do about those that they've wreaked havoc on in the Middle East, think again. Think again. But I ask this, how much carnage has been created since this speech in 1996? How many are now dead? What did Secretary of State Madeleine Albright say about the illegal sanctions against Iraq, a country that had no weapons of mass destruction that indirectly killed 500,000 or more children? Does anybody care? It seems not, because our media distracts us with other shiny things, other more interesting political dramas to keep our eye off the wider horizon. The United States has carried out the bidding of Israel and elements in our own government and corporations in our own military-industrial complex, toppling nations like Iraq, a country that had no weapons of mass destruction, historical fact, And again, the 9/11 false flag event used as the premise for preemptive aggression for the increasingly desperate military-industrial complex that is fully supported by both sides of the political fence. Both sides. Trump, Obama, Bushes, Clintons, it makes no difference. And while sovereign nations are being blown to bits and countless innocents are being ruthlessly slaughtered, let's not forget where the terrorist groups like ISIS in Syria got their weapons and their vehicles. This is US and UK hardware. Saudi Arabians slaughtering Yemenese people. Same scenario. What does any of this have to do with geoengineering? It has everything to do with geoengineering. It's not a this or that equation. The same people are behind both, and all is connected. And the moment they can't hide their crimes or the severity of what they've done, or the severity of what we collectively face from the US population, if anybody in the US thinks that we will be treated any differently than the populations I've already discussed, think again. To continue and reiterate, let's not forget Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and consider this. Let's not forget what happens to true patriots like Pat Tillman when they try to tell the truth about what is really going on in the Middle East. Pat Tillman, who was shot in the head 3 times with a US M16 by a US military member. And then all Tillman's journals and belongings were burned. Don't believe me about this story. Please do your own research on the issue. But to be clear, that is what happens to a true patriot in this dark hour of total tyranny. And as I have stated so many times, this tyranny is not just by those in power, but by the legions of honorless order followers that carry out the bidding of those in power. How many Americans are blindly waving their flags in the delusional belief that those who run and rule the U.S. government and the U.S. military are going to take care of them? Unfortunately, this could not be further from the truth. Bear with me as I weave everything I've already covered into current headlines that paint a very dark picture that's all connected, all of this. It's important to understand the bigger picture. It's not a simple equation, but the more you understand, the more you will be able to see what's unfolding, and the more you will be able to effectively sound the alarm against it. For the record, I want to state this. I've always recognized that there are many good men and women in the U.S. military that signed up with honorable motives. But such a motive means nothing if the same men and women are willing to mindlessly follow orders that are clearly immoral and are in fact pushing us all toward mathematically certain near-term extinction. This goes along with also with federal agencies, so-called journalists now that are nothing more than parrots for the power structure. All such people are a part of the collective insanity, the cancer that is pushing not just the human race, but the web of life towards certain near-term omnicide. Mathematical fact. Again, for those that think the U.S. government has their best interest in mind, let's remember this headline, which was previously covered on this broadcast multiple times. 1.6 billion rounds of ammo for Homeland Security. That's the headline. This headline was covered by multiple sources and is not disputed. When the inevitable and already unfolding collapse occurs, and it will come like a tornado in the night, it will not seem real until it is. So consider that at the moment there's not enough to go around. Who do you think those bullets are meant for? When the severity of what's unfolding can no longer be hidden, who do you think those bullets were meant for? Let's do the math. With over 300 million people in the U.S., that's almost 5 bullets per citizen. Why would Homeland Security need that many bullets? I'll let the listener decide. Moving on. There are other ways to deal with panicking populations as collapse unfolds. From the WashingtonTimes.com and other sources. Trump tasks HHS with ongoing review of biodefense. Follow me through with this. This is a very nefarious aspect of everything I'm trying to connect. Plan includes rogue attacks, lab crises, and disease outbreaks, all of which, of course, would be blamed on some outside entity. That's the way it always works. Just like 9/11, blamed on Arabs yet the Arabs were all put on a plane and flown back free, no questions asked. How hard is this to see through? 9/11, which was the catalyst to instigate everything I just outlined, the invasion of countries, the looting, plundering, pillaging of resources. This is very easy to see through if a person's willing to open their eyes. From this report, President Trump signed a memo Tuesday that tasks Health Secretary Alex Azar with scrutinizing and improving the entire government's ability to respond to a potential biological attack by terrorists, the accidental release of lab pathogens or disease outbreaks such as Zika or Ebola. Trump said this in a tweet, "Today I took action to strengthen our nation's defenses against biological threats. For the first time in history, the federal government has a national biodefense strategy to address the full range of biological threats." Is that really the goal? Follow me, please. See through the smoke and mirrors. From Scientific American and other sources, this directly related report. New White House biodefense plan omits climate change. If climate change was discussed, climate engineering at some point may have to be acknowledged, and they're not about to do that. I hear from so many people that still ask, if only Trump knew, if only he knew, he would fix everything. Please let go of that delusion. That's a complete delusion. Trump knows. Obama knew. Clinton's knew. Bush's knew. They absolutely know. In the case of Trump, as I've stated over and over, at minimum, he has known since January of 2016 when his top campaign people and Carsons met at the home of a two-star U.S. Air Force Major General whom I know and communicate with regularly, a meeting specifically to inform them completely on the geoengineering issue and the threat it posed. Geoengineeringwatch.org material was passed on at that meeting. They absolutely positively know, and I'm certain they knew before that meeting. What do we see with climate engineering? Ramped up. And climate engineering, to be clear, to weave this into the biological threat, climate engineering is biological warfare by its very nature. When highly toxic heavy metals and polymers are sprayed on unknowing and unsuspecting populations, how is that not biological warfare? Elements that are known to cause an endless list of neurological diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, biological warfare and weather warfare. I'll get to more of that in a moment. From this report, again, research has shown that warming may aid the spread of some infectious diseases. There's no may, there's no might, and that is used for cover for whatever epidemic pops up in whatever place. It's all the fault of global warming. Has nothing to do, according to official sources, with all the biological testing that's going on right here in this country. Continue to follow me. A new White House strategy to combat biological threats issues a stark warning about infectious diseases. In other words, they're conditioning the masses to expect it. But the White House failed to mention the many ways biological threats can be influenced by climate change. No mention of climate engineering, the spraying of toxic particles, single greatest threat we face, and the most obvious mechanism by which pathogens could be spread. The report continues, the National Biodefense Strategy unveiled yesterday, last week, outlines the federal approach to preventing, mitigating, and recovering from disease outbreaks and other biological incidents. These events might occur naturally, though the result of laboratory accidents or as a biological terrorist attack also are likely sources. This is simply conditioning. Report continues, biological threats emanate from many sources, and they know no borders, President Trump said yesterday, last week in a statement. He said this, they have great potential to disrupt the economy, exact a toll on human life, and tear the very fabric of society. My administration will take steps to improve our understanding of the risks posed by biological threats and to respond to them effectively and efficiently. Let's stop there. Again, look up and understand. The U.S. government is the single largest participant in the ongoing climate engineering operations that involve the constant jet spraying, jet aircraft spraying of climate engineering elements into our skies. Elements that, as I already stated, are highly toxic. Toxic heavy metals like aluminum and barium raining down through the breathable air column where they are then inhaled with every breath we take. Heavy metals like aluminum, that peer-reviewed study now proves is the core causal factor that triggers Alzheimer's disease. In fact, the study states this, without aluminum, there would be no Alzheimer's in the normal human lifespan of up to 100 years. How is this not biological warfare against the U.S. population and populations all over the world? It's not just our government. Our government is colluding and cooperating with governments around the globe on the climate engineering issue. Whatever we are told is the conflict between governments, they're all cooperating, except countries like Iran, who is not cooperating with these programs. Whatever you may think of Iran, they've not invaded another country for 230 years. We've invaded 100 in the last 100 years. And they are not cooperating with climate engineering. And they've stated on the record their rain is being cut off, just as it's being cut off to the Western U.S. by the climate engineers and Spain and Portugal. Countries like Iran are not cooperating. One more reason that those in power, the U.S. and Israel, wants to take them out of the equation. One more reason. They're not cooperating with the global banking cartel. Again, this is biological warfare, period. Nothing less. And on a side note, the Reading Walk to End Alzheimer's is today, staged by the Alzheimer's Association, an organization that refuses to acknowledge the proven, peer-reviewed science study proven Alzheimer's-aluminum connection. An organization that has members of the aluminum industry on its governing board. Consider the criminal, willful blindness and hypocrisy of such an organization. So again, for the record, each and every one of us is inhaling aluminum-laden air with every breath we take. This is not my opinion. It's a state-certified, lab-proven fact. Feel a bit forgetful lately? It's not your imagination. If you hear this message and you have time to show up at the Alzheimer's Walk, get some flyers from geoengineeringwatch.org at Orchard Nutrition and go to the Alzheimer's Walk and help to pass them out so that those people who are trying to, they think, help stop this horrific disease, help them to understand that the Alzheimer's Foundation is actually covering the tracks of the aluminum industry and the climate engineers. And those are just feel-good walks that are actually harming the cause to stop Alzheimer's, not helping it. They're harming it. Back to the U.S. government and biological warfare. Toxic heavy metals from climate engineering fallout are likely only a part of what we may be inhaling. Consider this report from Scott.net and other sources. This is an alarming headline report from earlier this year. Pentagon biological weapons program never ended. U.S. biolabs around the world. Keep listening. The U.S. Army regularly produces deadly viruses, bacteria, and toxins in direct violation of the UN Convention on the Prohibition of Biological Weapons. Hundreds of thousands of unwitting people are systematically exposed to dangerous pathogens and other incurable diseases. Biowarfare scientists using diplomatic cover test man-made viruses at Pentagon biolaboratories in 25 countries across the world. These U.S. biolaboratories are funded by the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, acronym DTRA, under a $2.1 billion military program. Cooperative Biological Engagement Program, it's called the CBEP, and are located in former Soviet Union countries such as Georgia and Ukraine, the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa. I wonder why other countries have such growing disdain for our country that claims to be spreading freedom and democracy. And not only are we conducting war games on their borders, not only are we leveling illegal sanctions against them, invading countries, setting up biological labs with horrifically deadly pathogens being engineered in them, why would these other countries want us there? Why? Answer, they don't. They don't want us there. More and more countries around the world, more and more populations around the world are waking up to exactly what the United States and its allies are doing around the world. And this is not to say that other countries are innocent. Again, not at all. China, Russia, none are innocent. All are colluding and cooperating on climate engineering. And who can say to what degree this cooperation goes? How much is just a theater? At some point, to create global conflict, which is their final hole card as the population wakes up to how severe our situation is, how dire the threat, and how short our futures are on the current course, who can say to what degree this global cooperation goes, even between governments that we are told are in conflict? But the bottom line is, for Americans that blindly wave their flags, for U.S. service personnel who still choose to believe that our country and our military is all about freedom and democracy, that's absolute nonsense and has been nonsense for a very, very long time. That's simply the fact of the matter. This doesn't mean that I don't hold in high regard veterans who have sacrificed so much, and I've stated this program after program. I gave to DAV, Disabled American Veterans, for 20 years, VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, for 20 years. I volunteered to rehab NAM vets, who my heart bled for and still bleeds for their sacrifice. Unfortunately, that sacrifice was to serve the empire. What did we do in Vietnam? Why were we even there? And how many Americans even care at this point? 60,000 of our sons and daughters lost, and I hold in highest regard every single person who sacrificed there because they did so with the right intention, not knowing what the true picture was. And that must change. That absolutely must change. The only chance we have, I want to state this clearly, the only chance we have of stopping the current trend of total suicidal insanity is for the U.S. military members to wake up. The largest potential counterbalancing force in the world, the U.S. military, to wake up and stop carrying out clearly immoral and suicidal orders. You must stop, or we have no chance. Continuing with the biowarfare conducted by our country, this next report headline is also not new, but is still very, very relevant. Over 100 U.S. labs secretly carrying out illegal and dangerous biological warfare experiments. From this report, 113 universities, government, hospital, and corporate laboratories engaged in research often with potential to be used for germ warfare have refused to disclose their operations to the public as required by federal rules, a nonprofit watchdog agency has charged. Instead of shutting their operations down, the National Institute of Health, NIH, in Bethesda, Maryland, the government agency tasked with oversight of these laboratories, allows them to continue to operate, a peculiar stance for an entity that describes itself as, quote, the steward of medical and behavioral research for the nation. Continuing, from California to New Jersey and from Boston to San Antonio, often in the heart of major centers of population, biological warfare labs, lavishly financed with their share of billions from the Bush administration and other administrations since 2001, key date, 2001, keep that in mind, related to 9/11, that absolutely gave a license for the military-industrial complex to do whatever they wanted, and that's exactly what they're doing. Again, financed since 2001, are literally crawling with deadly germs from Spanish flu to plague to anthrax to tularemia to Rift Valley fever. Reportedly, in some of the laboratory, security is completely lax and safety procedures inadequate to protect the public from exposure to deadly pathogens. How convenient. How convenient a pathogen gets out or is let out and somebody else is blamed. False flag event. Climate engineering, again, incredibly effective platform by which to spread these pathogens. And for those who have forgotten another report that I gave on this broadcast, or for those who didn't hear it, that directly ties the second most recognized geoengineer in the world, Dr. Ken Caldera from Stanford, and his work for the U.S. government regarding not just geoengineering, but engineering pathogens to be spread on populations. Listen carefully to this.
I used to work at Lawrence Livermore National Lab, and I once participated in a meeting where we all sat around the room and thought about how could we manipulate geophysical systems to use it as a weapon. The meeting was about weaponizing geophysical interventions. That means, you know, could you somehow interfere in Earth functioning in a way that you could use it as a military weapon? Could you change climate? What could you do in terms of manipulating the sort of Earth's physical systems to some
level.
Well, you know, some of the ideas were okay. We could blow up hydrogen bombs, you know, underwater, offshore, and make a tidal wave that would go over a city. And you know, the result was, well, isn't it easier just to drop the hydrogen bombs on the city? You know, that there. Now you could imagine, though, say putting pathogens in a cloud. Let the cloud, you know, go over somewhere, then would rain down on your enemy and create, you know, do chemical or term warfare in this kind of way. And that might work against something that would say as big as the former Soviet Union, where, you know, you could be pretty sure that within a few days that cloud would rain out.
If those statements from the world's second most recognized geoengineer, Dr. Ken Caldera from Stanford University, look him up. Let him know what you think. If those statements don't shock you, they should. This is business as usual for the U.S. government. This is what they do. It's what they're in the business of doing. Question: what would be the most efficient method of dispersing bioengineered pathogens on a massive scale? Look up the ongoing climate engineering aerosol dispersion operations that are already in place. If you don't think the U.S. government would do this, please investigate historical records. Biological experiments carried out on innocent U.S. civilians has always been business as usual, going back many decades. Consider this headline from 1977, which I have cited numerous times on this broadcast. From the Washington Post over four decades ago, question to consider, how much worse is it now? Here's the headline. Army conducted 239 secret open-air germ warfare tests. The Army disclosed that it had secretly conducted 239 germ warfare tests in open air. Washington was one of five cities where the Army released, quote, simulated lethal germs. How reassuring. In public places, other cities where the public served as unknown guinea pigs were New York, San Francisco, Key West, and Panama City, Florida. The Army said in its report that the tests were, quote, essential to substantiate theories and fill in knowledge gaps and to determine vulnerability to attack. Unknowing U.S. civilians. It is far worse now. There's simply no disclosure with the total control of information that the power structure has. Total control. On a side note, question. I ask this. How are vaccinations and fluoridated water not forms of biological warfare? Answer. They are. Bullets and biological warfare are not the only means the U.S. government has of subduing populations that are about to panic and riot due to unfolding biosphere collapse, which can't be hidden for much longer. There is the microwave frequency 5G transmissions to consider. What additional agendas are behind the frantic 5G push? Consider these headlines. 5G, the same frequencies used for pain-inflicting crowd control by the U.S. military. Another headline. Can new 5G technology and smart meters be used as weapons? Evidence would say absolutely. I'm giving only a few small examples that for those who think that ignoring what our government is doing, for those who think ignoring the wider horizon and all that's unfolding will somehow exempt them from what's closing in on us all, that is not the case. We all need to educate ourselves on what the power structure is doing, why, the ramifications, and the immediate threat posed to all of us. Moving on, microwave transmissions are also a core component of the climate engineering assault. The microwave transmission manipulation of Hurricane Florence is a verifiable fact. A fact that is now proven by the animation just posted late last week on geoengineeringwatch.org. The title of this report is Geoengineering Microwave Transmissions and Their Connection to Hurricane Florence. The report is under the recent and top stories sections on geoengineeringwatch.org. In it, there is a 2-minute video assembled from images geoengineeringwatch.org painstakingly captured while this storm was manipulated and steered across portions of the U.S. You don't need to know anything about meteorology to clearly recognize what this compilation video reveals. Here's the bottom line. Hurricane Florence was held in place initially by microwave transmission manipulation as it made landfall. It was then steered along its path through the U.S. Please don't believe me. Please just examine the data we have captured. And the video recording of the energizing of these transmitters and their effect on that cyclone. Look and see what you can examine with your own eyes. That's all I ask. Hurricane Harvey, Maria, Jose, and others were manipulated in the same fashion. If you search geoengineeringwatch.org Hurricane Harvey, you will see that report. Geoengineeringwatch.org Hurricane Maria, you will see another report. Please investigate. As I've cited numerous times, hurricane modification programs have existed for over 70 years, starting with Project Cirrus in 1947. Hurricane manipulation programs are absolutely real, ongoing, and being carried out by numerous governments around the globe, not just our own. How is the weather, by the way? The U.S. West continues to bake and burn under geoengineered heat domes of high pressure, the result of ionosphere heaters like HARP. Constant hazy skies are not just the result of smoke from distant fires. So much is a direct result of the constant climate engineering jet aircraft sprayed aerosol dispersions. Satellite images, many posted at geoengineeringwatch.org, prove this fact. Deluge continues in other locations. Here's the bottom line. There is no natural weather at this point. None. The climate engineers control the spigot. We can speculate on their many agendas, but the fact that they are controlling the precipitation is beyond dispute. They decide where it will rain and where not, how much and how toxic that rain will be. The weather terrorists have us by the collective throat. And even now, the majority of the population refuses to look up and face reality. And again, this is not just weather warfare, it is biological warfare to a degree that we cannot fully know or understand. Those in power can level the playing field any time they choose with the existing apparatus over our heads, the climate engineering aerosol dispersion mechanisms. If a pathogen is placed in the already toxic mix, game over. And we have a lot of activity in this field, as I already covered in this broadcast, going on right now. Something to consider. How many saw the Weather Channel paid liar pretending the wind was much worse than it was in Hurricane Florence coverage? We're seeing, if you haven't seen it, the power structure paid liars at the Weather Channel whose job it is to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. More honorless order followers. Our society is packed full of them. People all of us know. I will say again, those in power could not do what they do without a society full of mindless order followers that are not considering the morality or lack thereof of what they are doing. One more note on Hurricane Florence. This low pressure precipitation producing circulation produced conveniently needed moisture for the climate engineers, the atmospheric moisture they use to produce chemical ice nucleated cool down zones on the most populated portions of the U.S. East Coast. Again, while the Western U.S. bakes and fries with forests dying, covered the probable agenda behind that, not just Eastern U.S. or Western U.S., but parts of Scandinavia, all over the world, Siberia, forests burning to the ground. Search the recent and top story sections on that, the forest fires and their relation to geoengineering. Again, summary, potential agendas being carried out by the climate engineering operations regarding Hurricane Florence, mass distraction, artificial job creation, artificial economic stimulation, thus large-scale regional cooling, Eastern U.S., ocean mixing, and temporary red tide reduction by mixing those oceans, trying to cover things up as long as possible. Moving on, another hurricane headline, this one from the UK Guardian and other sources. This is how the world ends. This is the headline. We will soon see Category 6 hurricanes. We're already seeing what should be Category 6. Meteorologists and scientists never imagined that there would be a need for a Category 6 storm with the winds that exceed 200 miles an hour on a sustained basis would sweep away everything in their path. Until now, such a storm wasn't possible. It's happening now. Follow up on last week's report of Democracy Now!'s completely deceptive reporting on the dire geoengineering issue. Amy Goodman called, I needed to clarify this for the record, called the world's most recognized geoengineer, Dr. David Keith, an environmentalist, when he is anything but. Consider the absurdity of this description. And by the way, I want to give a thanks to Pacific Radio announcer Jeff Brady, who supplied me the incredibly damning audio I just played a few moments ago by Dr. Ken Caldera. his work for the government designing pathogens to infect the populations below. Next headline, this one from Canadian media CBC and other sources. This new headline report, which adds yet more confirmation to what GeoengineeringWatch.org has reported for many years, that the severity of warming is being radically underreported, not overreported, underreported. Here's the headline, Asian desert dust. It's not just Asian desert dust. It's radical climate engineering operations going on over the polar regions, but always scapegoated on something else. Asian desert dust could be warming Arctic sea surface, confusing satellites, study says. Satellites misread the surface temperature, showing it to be colder than it really was. What does that mean? Exactly what I just stated. The true severity of warming is being radically underreported. That's what that headline means. It's longer. I recommend people look it up, try to understand it. But always, all this material raining down from the sky is blamed on something else other than the jet aircraft that we can see with our own eyes spraying above our heads, and which lab tests prove the exact elements in climate engineering, starting with aluminum and barium, are raining down through the air column, matching geoengineering patents exactly. We're not speculating, but yet we have agencies and individuals in those agencies and the media prostitutes covering up the tracks of the climate engineers, ensuring their own demise, but doing so because it provides a paycheck and a pension for them temporarily. Another headline from the UK Independent and numerous other sources. This is a telling headline report. Container ship crosses Arctic route for first time in history due to melting sea ice. Everything the climate engineers do, we have stated this at GeoengineeringWatch.org from our beginning. Short-term toxic cool downs at the cost of a worsened overall warming, weather warfare, biological warfare, many, many agendas. But the notion that climate engineering is in any way benevolent is absolutely false. It is a weapon of power and control, period. So now we have, again, the melting Arctic proven yet again, first time in history, container ship crossing the U.S. Arctic. This next headline is also related to polar ice melting. It's a stunning example of the incomprehensible absurdity being put out by academia as the planet spirals toward what is known as Venus Syndrome, total meltdown. Propping up glaciers to avoid cataclysmic sea level rise. Consider how incredibly absurd this proposal is. As global warming outpaces efforts to tame it, scientists have proposed building massive underwater structures to prevent an Antarctic glacier the size of Britain from sliding into the sea and lifting the world's oceans by several meters. The primary proposal is a 100 meter tall, that's about 330 feet plus, a 330 foot plus underwater wall running nearly 100 kilometers beneath the ice shelf to block the bottom flowing warm water that is eroding the glacier's underbelly, rendering it unstable. You can't even get your arms around how ridiculous this is, but this is coming from so-called scientists. A reminder on the previous so-called science study that called for 10 million wind-powered water pumps to be placed in the Arctic to pump cooler seawater from the surface to cool the ice. Is there any sanity left in the science circles that would come up with such a proposal like this? Hypothetically, even if this was done using an immense amount of climate-warming fossil fuels to manufacture 10 million wind-powered water pumps, pumping cool water from ocean depths would cause warmer water to replace it, which would defeat the entire purpose. This would then further thaw methane hydrate deposits on the seafloor, which would then release the methane, which would then migrate through the water column into the atmosphere, and which would then further fuel the planetary meltdown. Total insanity from so many communities, science communities, which have totally betrayed the human race and the entire web of life, all of them blatantly lying about the climate engineering elephant in the room, single greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm, not being acknowledged. From LifeScience.com and numerous other sources, this new report, melting Arctic permafrost releases acid that dissolves rocks all over the globe. For those that falsely claim CO2 is great, the more the better. The acidification of the oceans is killing the oceans. And ocean iron fertilization, another form of climate engineering that data indicates is ongoing. The materials used to spray solar radiation management over the ocean settle down to the sea surface. We've covered this at geoengineeringwatch.org. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineering with industrial waste. Search that. You'll find a full report. These materials settle down to the sea surface, causing algae blooms, which forces the ocean to uptake more CO2, hide some of the CO2 problem, but kills the oceans, creating hypoxic and anoxic zones. And what do we have all over the globe? All over the globe, ocean dead zones appearing, not just from the heating, but from massive algae blooms, directly related to climate engineering and a form of climate engineering called ocean fertilization. Another new headline. This report from the Star Edmonton. Disbelief as snow hits northern Alberta farmers. Farmers scramble to save crops worth millions. The engineered toxic cool downs in a world that is descending into total meltdown. I've cited this over and over. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, engineered winter, geoengineeringwatch.org, chemical ice nucleation, geoengineeringwatch.org, freeze fry scenario. This creates the headlines that the power structure needs to confuse and divide the population as to the true state of climate meltdown until the last possible moment. So here we have another decimating engineered event with chemical ice nucleation that has caused a freeze and a snow in Canada, the only bright blue spot in the whole world at this moment. And nobody is telling the truth about why this is happening. Nobody. Almost out of time, a few more headlines from 2000.org, a report that highlights the ongoing accelerating insanity of industrialized, militarized society. Trump lights the fuse on deadly methane bomb. What does this mean, this report? The reasons why climate scientists don't sleep well at night could be condensed into one word, methane. The current methane situation within ongoing planet-wide climate change is already, it's beyond dire. This report states dire, it's beyond dire. So the current administration has just gutted the restrictions on venting and burning methane. Methane's filling our atmosphere, covering it like a layer of glass, contributing to the problem. But those in power at this point do not care. And it's not just this administration, it's others, it's other governments around the globe. Total runaway insanity, further fueling the planetary meltdown, completely abandoning any effort to control the methane buildup. A few more headlines. Harrison Ford, stop giving power to people who don't believe in science. Mr. Ford, I would ask you this, and all your colleagues, your global warming colleagues, not denying global warming, but your denial is every bit as destructive and profound as those who deny global warming. You, Mr. Ford, are not acknowledging climate engineering. And you can't have a legitimate discussion about the climate without acknowledging climate engineering. So stop the hypocrisy on all sides of the fence. Another headline from AP News, bye-bye bugs. Scientists fear non-pest insects are declining. There's nothing to fear. It's happening. We have peer-reviewed study to prove it. Again, not a full acknowledgement from where we should be getting it. Final headline. An extinction without warning. Study finds impermian extinction, which wiped out most of Earth's species, was instantaneous in geologic time. Consider that headline, and now consider this. The current rate of planetary change is 170 times faster than any previous extinction. People have no idea how severe and how immediate our situation is. It's not coming. It's here. From this report, the Impermian mass extinction, which took place 251.9 million years ago, killed off more than 96% of the planet's marine species and 70% of its terrestrial life. A global annihilation. Quote from the report, this study adds much to the growing evidence that Earth's major extinction events occur on very short timescales, geologically speaking, says Jonathan Payne, professor of geological sciences and biology at Stanford University. That should make us particularly concerned about potential parallels to global change happening in the world around us right now. Again, what's happening right now, 170 times faster than any previous paleo event. I'm asking simply for everyone listening to actually investigate. Investigate the data, investigate the images, satellite images, recordings of microwave transmissions used to manipulate cyclones, the history of weather modification, the verification of these programs, film footage of aircraft spraying at altitude, photographs of nozzles mounted on the pylons of these aircraft, the connection to climate engineering to so much that's closing in on all of us, from wildfires to deluges There is no natural weather at this point. For those in Northern California or any who are able to attend, the October 20th event in Redding, California will be the most complete and comprehensive presentation geoengineeringwatch.org has ever given. Free materials to all. Help us to sound the alarm. Make your voice heard. Share credible data from a credible source. Time is not on our side. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.